The civic initiative COVID-19CZ was formed just a few weeks ago to try to harness technological, medical and engineering know-how to help stop the spread of the coronavirus and treat patients in critical condition. The volunteer project now looks set to deliver open-sourced ventilators to Prague hospitals in a matter of days. Brian Kennedy reports.
COVID-19CZ is comprised of founding members of IT companies and their colleagues who enlisted the help of experts in a range of other fields, including biomedical research scientists, hospital doctors working in intensive care units, and engineers specializing in electronics and manufacturing. The nonprofit initiative launched a crowdfunding campaign asking Czechs to help save the lives of moms, dads, grandfathers, and grandmothers. Their goal was to develop an open-sourced, low-cost ventilator from readily available parts, so as to prevent production bottlenecks and to deliver units to hospitals free of charge. COVID-19CZ raised its 10 million crown seed money target within 24 hours with the help of over 7,000 donors. The prototype ventilator, developed under its Coro Vent project, was completed on Saturday. Initiative co-founder Pavel Dolezal, the CEO of data analytics firm Kabola, says he is confident, despite the possibility of fail points, that the first batch already will be delivered to hospitals next week. He says the ministries of trade and health are now both backing the project.
We still need tens of millions of crowns to build it, actually. The whole thing is prepared to be open sourced for the crisis. We already are in talks with large institutions all around the world, and everybody is waiting for the design because there's not too many other designs that would prove to be safe and functional. The critical thing is we need to first have 10 things working before we start open sourcing it.
COVID-19CZ hopes to start producing the first batch of 100 Cordovent units this Wednesday. They were developed drawing on 25 years of developmental work done at the Czech Technical University's Faculty of Biomedical Engineering, whose head immediately joined the project. Pavel Dolezal again.
I'm very proud of this Czech endeavor because it is one of the few projects that actually builds on the decades of professional knowledge and is done with a professional team of engineers and doctors. This is what we need to save lives. This is what is safe, what is not safe.
Apart from the data analytics firm Kabola, other members of COVID-19CZ include telecoms operator O2 Czech Republic, anti-malware company Avast, search engine Seznam.cz, leading online retailer Alza, and the ride service Liftigo. Working together, they have also developed smart quarantine apps using anonymous data supplied by financial institutions and mobile operators.